We welcome our guest, Alvin Darling. Alvin, how are you?
Brother Ellis, I'm doing fine today.
Okay.
good today.
Well, that sounds good. The new project.
Interesting waiting project. Right here.
Waiting Right Here.
Yes.
What is Waiting Right Here all about?
Well, it's the song is basically about waiting right here. It's waiting here, wherever you are, waiting till God get there. A lot of times we get in a hurry, we run, we walk, we move, and we don't wait on the Lord. But sometimes we need to just do what the Word says when he told Israel, to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So sometimes you just need to stand still and wait on God.
You had a lot of success with the song All Night. Folks remember Alvin Darling and All Night. Is there a song on this project like All Night?
The one that's similar to All Night is Waiting Right Here, but the one that's really like All Night is a song called Zion. And it's dealing with today, Zion, what's wrong with you? Because, you know, the church is in a real state nowadays. So, and that's what the song is asking. Zion, what's wrong with you? You don't sing like you used to. You don't pray like you used to. You don't do half the stuff like you used to do it. You're doing it a little different now. So Zion is the closest one I can say that's to All Night.
The song Living Out Loud. Tell us about it. It's your new single.
Yes. It's called Live Out Loud. And what it is, well, first of all, I like to say my youngest son wrote that song. So he's of the younger generation, so it's more contemporary, more inspirational, different than my other songs. But it says that if you're not ashamed, it doesn't say it totally in the song, but what the song is talking about, if you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you're not ashamed of being a Christian and you know God is first in your life, you got to live out loud. Not that you have to wear a sign around saying that I'm a Christian, but your life should speak for you. The things you do should speak to you. Your personality, the way you handle things, you got to live out loud because we're no longer bound and we're not chained by the enemy. God came and he set us free. So we should be acting like we're free and showing other people that the love of God is there for them also.
Our guest is Alvin Darling, the new project, Waiting Right Here. The song In the Arms of Jesus, is that sort of something different for Alvin Darling?
In the Arms of Jesus, it's certainly. It's more like a praise song. We don't sing that much praise, but we did a few praise numbers on that. And I love In the Arms of Jesus because it talks about all is well. It says, no more tears. It says, I am free. There is love. All and I'm free. There is all of that in the arms of Jesus. What we have to do, we have to learn to just run to Christ and give lay all our burdens to him. And I know it's difficult to do that. The old folks used to say, come to the altar and lay your burdens down. It's a little difficult to do that, but it can be done. And so when it says, in the arms of Jesus, there's rest, there's peace. People don't realize that when you come to Christ, he offers not only salvation, but he offers an answer to your problems.
As we look into your project, tell us about the song, Help Me to Stand.
Oh, my God. Well, Brother Ellis, once again, my youngest son wrote that. He also loves quartet, and that's sort of on the quartet-style song, Help Me to Stand. In other words, I've been through a lot. I'm doing a lot. I'm trying to hold on, and if you help me to stand, I can make it. And we need God to help us with that because I tell you, it is so much going on in this world. I just dealt with a few crises in the church in New York. But people just need to know that if you wait on God, if you hold on to him, if you trust him, he will help you to stand because we need more than just our strength and our power to stand in these last days.
Another song that I like on your album is Grateful to You, Lord.
Oh, my God. One of my favorites. I'm grateful to you, Lord. Matter of fact, this particular, well, once again, my youngest son wrote this one, too. This one I love because it, first of all, sounds like the old Town sound back in the day, you know, when he was out there, he had that little feel, that little swing to it. And it's saying, grateful to you, Lord. I'm grateful to you, Lord, for what you've done for me and how you've rescued me. And this is what the basic song is talking about. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. And I'm grateful that God threw out a lifeline. And I like the line that says, he rescued me from me. So a lot of us need to be rescued, not from other things. Sometimes we need to be rescued from our own selves. And so I'm grateful that to God for all and every time he's rescued me from me and other situations, and for all the times he's blessed me in spite of myself. And that's what grateful to you, Lord, means. I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
Our guest is Alvin Darling. I notice you have a remix of All Night on the project. Tell us about this, okay?